Hello and welcome to the House of Healing podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lisa. Before we get started, family, I wanted to invite you to download my free ebook, and it's going to help you heal and grow from toxic, abusive relationships. Visit my website at www.askdrlisa.org. And as soon as you go onto the website, you'll see where you can put in your information and the ebook will come straight to you. Today, we're going to be talking about if he's not the man for you, then you definitely need to let him go. I'm going to give you reasons why you need to let him go. Now, as women, we need to really understand more and more about our worth, about how valuable we are. We are very precious, and a lot of times we link up with the wrong people. At first, they might come off like, you know, Mr. Nice Guy, but later on down the road, we may come across some bumps and bruises, and a lot of times it is hard for us to let them go. If you're in a relationship right now and you're not happy, I want you to know that that's not God's best for you. A lot of you have not been happy for a very long time. Now, some of you are. Some of you might be like, well, you know, I'm happy today, but a week ago I wasn't. It's like up and down, like a roller coaster. But for those that have been in a relationship and you're not happy, and you're dealing with this man really longer than you really have expected, I want you to know that it's time for you to let him go. That's why it's important that you go to my website and download the ebook that's going to help you heal and grow from toxic, abusive relationships. Now, sometimes we experience drama. There's a lack of honesty. There's a lack of commitment. There's a lot of stress that has caused you to experience a lot of unhappy days. Some of y'all are not having peace. Some people are having a hard time sleeping at night. According to you, the relationship is not really where it needs to be. Some days, you know, you're happy. Some days you're sad. Some days you're feeling lonely. Some days you're confused. But either way, you have really decided that this is not the right guy for you. Well, today I'm going to explain to you why you need to really let him go. As a life coach and a prophet, I speak to a lot of women concerning their relationships. And when it comes to them being happy, a lot of times we women, we fall short. People are tired of being in the wrong relationships. So many women feel as if they have really wasted their time and they want to really let the relationship go. So I want to encourage you today to know you're pretty, know your worth. You know that you are super bad. You are beautiful. You are highly intelligent. And you do not have to constantly deal with that man's mess. You don't have to deal with his family and that drama. It is time for you to let him go. So I want you to just sit tight. Don't go anywhere because we're getting ready to go for an emotional ride. Number one, if he is very needy, and he can't do anything without you. Now, that might not be your case. Your man might be able to, when he step in the room, his presence demands attention. That's fine. But for those that are dealing with men where he's needy and he can't do anything without you, he needs your intellect to make decisions. So many women are helping men in this type of situation. This is not the man for you if this is the case. Number two, you make him complete. You make him a better man, but he does not complete you and he does not make you a better woman. There's so many women that I talk to that are in this situation. You do so much for a man. You complete him. You stay in the relationship because you have spent so much time making him a better man until most of your days are spent unhappy and stressed out. I know a lady that is dealing with this circumstance right now. She's in a relationship where she's been there about 9 years, and this man depends on her for everything, to make decisions when it comes to their finances, their vacations, how to pay the bills, how to set up retirement, life insurance, scheduling to eat, grocery shopping, doctor's visits, dental visits, when it comes to the kids, going to parent meetings, PTA meetings, helping them with their homework, tutoring, making decisions on where they should go for school, what church they should go to, where they should go out to eat, what mall should they shop at. I mean, every little thing, decisions, what business moves they need to make. Everything is on her. And she's tired. She's stressed out. Now, she makes him a better man, but he does not complete her to make her a better woman. Is that your case today? Is that you who I'm talking to, that you know that you need to let him go? But for some reason, some of y'all won't leave. You won't leave. Why? Because of the time that you have spent building with this man. You said, you know what? I have molded him into what I think he should be. And for that reason, nobody's going to get my man. I don't work too hard, honey. So that's why I'm not going to leave him, Dr. Lisa. I can't. I work too hard. I've had headaches. I've cried many nights. But let me tell you something, sister girl. That is not God's best for your life. God don't want you stressed out. And just because you've done all this, what you think is good work, if he didn't come with the foundation already of being a mighty man of valor who God said that he was, then guess what? He is not a mighty man of valor. And you can't make him be a great man. You have tried. You have built him up to your standards. But the next chick that get him, now she going to be stressed out. Trust me. I'm telling you what I know. I am telling you what I know. I have been there. Was living with a guy. He moved in with me. 3 years went by. I was tired because I seen he wasn't going to do nothing. I was tired of his mama. How many of y'all got that mama drama? You tired of his mama now. His mama and daddy were married, but the mama was not unhappy. And she was just trying to get involved in our relationship. She wanted to go to the movies with us. She wanted to hang out with us every time we went skating or dinner. Any type of little activity we had, she always wanted to be there. And I got tired. And I was like, you know what? It is time to let him go. And once I did that, my life became a lot easier. It was a lot more peaceful. I wasn't stressed. It took a little while. It took about 6 months for me to like get emotionally where I needed to be. But I was okay because I prayed, I fasted, I talked to God, I read my Bible. So many of you that are in a situation, I don't know who this is for, but guess what? You need to spend time reading your Bible. Some of y'all done got away from spending time with God. You so caught up and making the man complete. But in the end, you short yourself because you're not getting the fulfillment in the area that you need. You coming up short. He does not make you a better woman. He does not bring the gifts out of you that God put inside of you. He doesn't do it for you, and you know it. He has not helped you evolve into the greater version of yourself. And that's what it's about. We are here with a purpose. God put us here on earth with a purpose, and you have not became the greater version of yourself. Now, you have helped him evolve, once again, into the greater version of himself, which does what? It makes the relationship unbalanced and stressful, girlfriend. Who am I talking to? A godly, balanced relationship is where two people are elevating each other. Each person is bringing out the best qualifications or the best qualities of the other person. It's not supposed to be where only one person is elevating the only person. Is that you? You tired, your hair coming out. Some of y'all have DM'd me and said your hair coming out. Your hair coming out, your skin looking different. You're not in the best health. You're not sleeping at night. Because you are giving your all to elevate that man. Every time you go out, everybody say, when y'all going to get married? When y'all going to get married? And then you look at him and he don't have no answer. He don't have your answer because he is not your answer. Oh, I can't hear nobody. He is not your answer. Now, this is very stressful. When you're involved in a one-sided relationship where one person is just always pouring. You're always pouring into the other person, elevating them. This has got to stop. Why are you elevating him every day? Elevating him, trying to make him go to church, thinking that's going to change him. That is not going to change him because he is who he is. Now, over time, the stress increases. And guess what? you are going to get more and more and more and more fed up. You're going to feel more and more and more drained and tired. And because you are dealing with expectations that you expect him to be at and he's not met your expectations, you've been questioning him. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Tanya's man is like this. Why can't you do that? It's like you are always just taking care of him. And he just does what? What does he do to you? Come on. Come on. Let me hear you say it, girlfriend. What is it that he's doing? He take. And you give. That sets up the scene for a toxic, narcissist relationship. Now, it's tight, but it's right. You know, some of y'all might be like, oh, she's stepping on my toes today. But it's tight, but it's right. That is a narcissist spirit. And you don't want to be involved with a narcissist spirit. That spirit will wear you out. You will be so tired that you have high blood pressure. Oh, I can't hear nobody. You have high blood pressure, migraine, headaches. Now, this ain't for everybody, because some of y'all got some men that are just superb. This is for the ones that need to let him go. Now, when you're in a relationship that does not sync with who God said you're supposed to be with, there comes emotional trouble. I wish I could come right now and put you on a plane, girlfriend, and pack your stuff and just put you in a whole brand new house. I wish I could, because I know that right now you are hurting. You are drained. You are tired. You are mentally tired. You are physically tired. You don't even go out no more. You don't even know who you are. You don't forgot the things that you like. You know I got to keep it real. Because why? Because you have built a bona fide relationship with a narcissist. You are unhappy. It's like you're on a roller coaster. You just keep giving. And he just keep taking. He just take. And guess what? You already know. He is not equipped to give you what you need. He will never, and let me say it again, he will never be equipped to give you what you need. Go ahead and send me an email. hello@xdrlisa.org. I know you're going to email me. Put your phone number. I'll call you. I know. But you got to hear the truth. This is going to encourage you to let him go. He is not equipped. He will never be equipped. You have made him a better man, but he has not equipped you to make you a better woman. He has made you a person that you never thought you would be. You're short-tempered. You don't really want to be around people. Sometimes you're ashamed and embarrassed. And even if you do go out, you're mad because everybody else married and you not. So you just decided to go out to the store and buy your little ring. Now, everybody didn't do this, but some of y'all have. You put your little ring on your finger knowing that you're not married. So then every now and then his homeboy will say, you know what? Y'all look good together. Okay, you the wife. All right, wifey. All that play talk. He is not the one for you. If you have been in a relationship more than a year and that man has not married you, because see, they know what they want in 6 months. It is time for you to what? Let him go. It's time for you to let him go. So many women that are beautiful, intelligent women, they start dating these men and they're looking for an expectation that the man can't give. Why? Because he is not in the plan of God for your life. He is not equally yoked. What does that mean? He does not belong to God. Oh, I can't hear nobody. It's tight, but that's right. I'm going to say it. Yes. He does not belong to God. I can testify because I was married to a person that I was unequally yoked and I knew better. I saw him in my dream, but I decided to be disobedient anyway. How many of y'all have heard the Holy Spirit tell you, tell him bye-bye? Tell him bye-bye. But you say, no, I'm going to go next week. I'm going to wait till after my birthday. No, I'm just going to wait. And waiting has turned into months and years, and now you're at a standstill, and you know that you need to let him go. you know that this is not God's best for your life. You continue to give him what he needs, but the narcissist behavior, they come with a personality. They come with a draining personality. They come with a self-centered personality. Everything is about them. They come with that sabotaging spirit. Sabotage demons, they do what? They hurt you. They rebel against you. Everybody comes first before you. That's that narcissist spirit. Now, I'm going to tell you something. They're real selfish. They don't care. They got real high egos. They're real conceited. And they're real prideful. These are the things that God hates. He don't like pride. He hates pride. Pride is not of God. I'm telling you something. You need to go ahead and let him go. Everything is about him. Everything is about him. And it's not about you. You can't be in a relationship that's one-sided. So I need you today to go in prayer and ask the Lord. Lord, give me a divine Holy Ghost power strategy to help remove me from this relationship. Lord, I know I'm not supposed to seal the deal with this man. I am tired of choosing wrong. I need you to help me, Lord, to choose right. Maybe you're in a relationship where the man is not narcissist, but you know that you've not been spending time with God. You've gotten away. And this person is not of God. And he's been trying to turn you away from God. Or he just don't go to church, which is a part of turning you away from God. He don't praise and worship. He don't even like the sound of praise and worship music. Who am I talking to? You need to let him go. Again, you are not happy. You cook, you do everything. You cook, you clean, you buy everything for the house. You go out of your way to make sure that when he comes home, everything is nice and neat and in order, the house smelling good. But you're not happy. He can't even stand on his own two feet without you carrying the weight of the relationship. You're carrying him on your back. You've been carrying him. Some of y'all been carrying the man and the family. Some of y'all been carrying the man, the family, the children. He might not have no kids. Maybe his kids are grown. But you've been carrying the weight of his entire bloodline. Who am I talking to? And if you mess around and say I do, and you know that this is not God's best for you, you're going to mess around and tap into a generational curse. It's tight, but it's right. He's so needy. He's so needy. He's not capable of making plans. You want a man that's going to put you first, not before God. You want a man that's going to put God first and then you. Okay? You want a man that's able to set plans for the family. You want a man that honors marriage, that honors God. You don't want a man that's married, that's been saying, I'm going to leave my wife, and he ain't left his wife. You don't even want to be in the company of somebody that's telling you he going to leave his wife. Because if he's telling you that, he's telling you in secret, the same thing I'm doing to her, I'm going to do it to you. So it's time to let him go. Oh, it's tight, but it's right. But if you would just take one step, God would take the other. But in this relationship, it's usually you take one step, you got to make him take another step. You're trying to build a solid foundation of harmony, and it's not working. Because you see, when God put things together, when God puts a marriage together, God is in it, and it's going to be a solid foundation of agape love, which is godly love, not selfishness. This man that God puts in your life, he's going to love you like Christ loved the church. What does that mean? That means he's going to take good, special care of you. And he's going to care if you're stressed out. He's going to make it his priority to make sure that you're not carrying all the load by yourself. He's going to make sure that you sit down and the communication is great. You're going to be able to talk to him. You're going to sit down with your pencil and paper. He's going to sit down with his pencil and paper or your computers. And y'all going to sit together and make a plan. And he's going to be able to lead. He's also going to accept your wisdom. He's not going to shut you down. But you'll be able to think more clearly with an open mind. You'll have wisdom from Holy Spirit. He'll have wisdom from Holy Spirit. He's going to make sure that your hair looks good. He's going to do more than just take out the trash. He's going to wash clothes. He's going to share in the responsibilities of taking care of the house. If there's children involved, whether they're you have children together or they're from previous relationships, he's going to make sure that he's involved. He's going to participate in school activities, not just you going to PTA meetings, not just you on parenting phone calls, talking with the teacher. He's going to be involved also. He's going to plan family vacations. It's going to matter. He's not going to leave you out on anything. You will not feel lonely. Many of y'all are feeling lonely. The mighty man of valor, the man of God, is going to make sure that you are included. Be sure to visit my website and download that free ebook, family, that I have for you. It says, learn how to heal and grow from toxic, abusive relationships. We are on an assignment to help you build happy, healthy relationships and to help you heal and grow from toxic, abusive relationships and to help you break generational curses. You want to make sure that you are involved with someone that equally loves you the same as you love him. You want to make sure that your love language matches. Oh, I can't hear nobody. You don't want to be the only one with the love language. You want to make sure that his energy matches yours. You want to make sure that his efforts matches yours. You don't want to be the only one making an effort because this is a major problem. You need to let him go. If you have issues to where the love language is different, your energy and efforts don't match, it's time for you to let him go. I know, sister girl, I know, girlfriend, I know that that might sound really hard. It's hard for you to hear it, and it's hard for you to swallow. But I need you to embrace the truth. I've been there. I'm telling you. It's going to involve you spending more time in the presence of God. I need for you to see what's happening from both sides. You've been giving your all for quite some time. And he just kicks back. You make breakfast. You do everything. And he just kicks back and says, okay. He go out of town without you. He say, I'll be back. He don't really value you in front of his friends and family. The quicker that you can embrace this in your spirit, that he is not the one, then the faster you will have the strength to walk away from a relationship that you don't even belong in. The quicker you will stop looking at the time, the years that you have spent. So that's the enemy trying to come in and make you feel guilty and shame. That's the enemy trying to come in and camouflage, disguise, and conceal and cover up the wrongness that's coming from this man, the narcissist personality. I want you to know that all you got to do is just level up in truth and know that this is not God's best for you. The level of rejection and abandonment is toxic. He rejects you. He abandons you. He is not the man for you. Who am I talking to? I need you to go back and re-listen to this. Go back and replay it and get it in your mind. Get it in your spirit. Get it in your mind. Get it in your spirit because he is toxic. I don't care if he pay all the bills. He toxic. You are not going to be tied down to a house because he's the president of the company or he make $300,000 a year or he's good at fixing on cars or he can really cook really well or every Saturday he gets your hair done. That don't matter. Level up in the truth. If he rejects you, if you feel lonely, if you feel ashamed, if he's not married you, if he's abandoned you in different ways, if he put his mama first, I can't hear nobody. You need to let him go. As long as you continue to be in this wrong relationship, you are always going to carry the burden of this relationship on your shoulders. And again, you're going to carry the relationship on your shoulders, and you are giving him the green light that says he does not have to pour into you. He does not have to do anything at all. He doesn't have to. Why? Because you're doing it all. Now, we got one more reason. The next reason why you need to let him go is because he could be very disrespectful. If he is allowing other people to disrespect you and he don't take up for you, if he yells at you, if he curses you out, if he's physically abusive, if he is sexually abusive, oh, I can't hit nobody. If he purposely ignores you, see, these are all demons. I can't hit nobody. If he does any form of disrespect, this is toxic. And you don't have to tolerate this. Let him go. Come on and say it. Say, today, I'm going to let him go. Father God, I thank you for releasing me out of this toxic relationship. I'm going to let him go. If he's physically abusive, there's a lot of ladies dealing with that. Let me explain something to you. I don't like that disrespect that comes from those men. Those are demons operating in there to wear you out. Because the more you enable him to continue with that abusive, narcissist behavior, he's not going to change. He can't change. Narcissist demons, they run their course for years. They jump from generation to generation to generation. He will never change as long as you continue to accept his behavior. And that's where we got to get to, women. Women of God, we got to stop accepting what's wrong. The Bible says in the last days that what is wrong, people will turn it into what is right. And what is righteousness, which is what is right, people will turn it into being wrong. I need you to understand that any level of disrespect is not to be tolerated because it's dangerous. If you are in a toxic relationship, you need to go. Let me give you the National Domestic Violence Hotline. It is 1-800-799-7233. That is the National Domestic Violence Hotline. I'm going to say it again. It's 1-800-799-7233. 1-800-799-7233. Do not hesitate to call. Also visit my website and you can subscribe and send me an email. It's www.askdrlisa.org. You can send me an email at hello@askdrlisa.org. Hello, and then put the at symbol. hello@askdrlisa.org. You can also follow me on Facebook. It's Dr. Lisa Graham. Get into my Breaking Generational Curses Facebook group. If you go to Facebook and you type in Dr. Lisa Graham and you go to where it says intro, if you're on your cell phone, you'll see the link where you could click right there. If you're on a laptop, it would be in my bio. You click the link right there at the top where it says intro, or it'll say about. You click the word about. If you're on your cell phone, then you'll see intro, and then you click that Breaking Generational Curses. So that way I can get to know you, see you. You can be a part of the classes. Like today, we're going to be talking about sexual emotional soul ties. So I want to encourage you to let him go. You don't deserve to be abused or neglected. You are very valuable. You are precious. God said that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I want you to know that there is a man that God has in store for you. that will love you, that will honor you, that will cherish you, that will treat you good, that will just put you on a platform. He will be so proud to have you. He will be concerned about you. He will want to make sure that when he look good, you look good. He will want y'all to prosper together. This podcast is being sponsored by House of Healing. House of Healing is where we help you heal and grow. We help you heal and grow and break away from toxic, abusive relationships. Please visit our website at www.xdrlisa.org. We want to help you grow closer to God. We want to help you be able to identify spiritual warfare when it's taking place. We want to help you be able to hear the voice of God. We want to help you get into a position to where you are dreaming more at night, where you can hear what God has to say concerning your life. To all of my loyal listeners, don't forget to visit my website. It's here in the show notes, www.xdrlisa.org. Go there and download the free ebook. Also visit my website because we have some classes that's getting ready to take place, some 3 and 4 hour classes, also prayer. We also had prayer last Friday. We will probably have prayer again this Friday. And you want to be connected to God's anointing so that way you can break the ungodly soul ties. Break the ungodly soul ties. I am excited about the move of God on your life. May the grace of God continue to keep you and bless you. I am your host for the House of Healing. Dr. Lisa is my name. Thank you so much. Y'all share the podcast with some people. You know you got plenty of girlfriends that's in this situation. Go ahead and share the podcast so they can break free. Also share my website with them. And also leave me a note below. Leave me a review. Leave me a review and send me an email. Subscribe to my Facebook and my YouTube. My YouTube channel is xdrlisa. Take care, and I look forward to chatting with you very, very soon. God bless you. Have a beautiful, blessed day. And don't forget to let him go.